Hi, everyone. I'm talking today with James Tynan, who leads the partnerships and community team here at Khan Academy. MathLeads has been here at Khan Academy in California for the week, talking with James and his team about hosting their own challenge for students in the San Francisco Bay Area next year. He's here to talk a bit about that and what it's like to work at Khan Academy. So thanks, James, for being here. What is your favorite thing about working at Khan Academy?
Well, I'd have to say it's the people who work here. One of the traditions that I remember from our old office, we've just moved into a new office here in Mountain View, but one of the traditions that we've kind of carried over is that lunch is always brought in and there's just one big long table and everyone just sits down next to whoever they kind of happen to get lunch with at the same time. And one thing that's really cool is that you end up sitting down with these amazing but super humble people, and you find out as you talk to them that, you know, maybe one of them was the first employee ever at Google and wrote the first search engine. That's a guy called Craig Silverstein who's on the team. Or maybe someone, wrote the programming language library jQuery. And you find out this as you kind of talk to people. It's just pretty inspiring to be on a team with people like that.
Wow, that's really cool. What do you think makes Khan Academy a unique learning experience?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the way that we learn right now is informed by the limitations of what's been possible in the past. You know, we talk a lot about this Prussian model, which is the one that we're most familiar with, was based on, you know, what you needed to do hundreds of years ago because you had these limitations. You had pretty terrible technology, or you just had the technology of the day, and you had to kind of group people into classes and then move them along at a fixed rate. Everyone had to kind of go at the same rate as the teacher. But I think that what's exciting about the Khan Academy learning experience is it's thinking about what would learning be like if we invented it today. You know, it's kind of taking it all the way back to first principles and saying, well, what if you could have an infinite number or a functionally infinite number of questions to practice on? What if you could get instant feedback on whether or not you're getting things right or wrong? What if a kind of a system could help guide you toward things that you had a really good chance of learning so you could kind of keep your momentum going? And what if it could help you kind of collaborate with your peers and with your teacher in a way that's much better than kind of sitting and listening to a lecture and helps you kind of take control of your own learning? I think all of those things are what excite me about the Khan Academy experience.
The next question is, do you think that online learning is the way forward for all aspects of school?
Definitely not. I mean, I think online learning and technology is something that helps and can help, and when it's correctly harnessed, can really help the school experience be a more human-to-human experience. And I mean, one of the analogies I often talk about is in chess. So we had Garry Kasparov in here a few months ago talking to the team, and he was a grandmaster chess champion who actually was the first human to lose to a computer because computers were just so good at chess. But one of the things that people don't talk as much about is that while a human will always lose to a computer because computers are just so good at chess, a human working with a computer will beat any computer or any human. You know, just humans can be enhanced by technology to be better at learning or teaching. And that's, I think, what we want to do. We want to help people learn and teach in a more human way.
Very cool. With Khan Academy really encouraging an interest in maths in young people, what college courses or career prospects do you think might become more popular for the next generation?
Well, I think I'll quote Walter Isaacson here. He's the guy who wrote the Steve Jobs biography, and he's a really very interesting guy who's working with us at Khan Academy on creating some more content with people like Supreme Court justices here in the United States or lots of other very interesting folks. His theory on where things are going is that the next generation will be about combining creativity with technology. And that's one of the reasons why at Khan Academy we have this computer science platform where you can learn all about loops and programming languages on Khan Academy, but you learn about it in a really creative way. So you're not really thinking about how do I, do this esoteric programming command. You're thinking about how do I actually make this game, or how do I animate this picture? And you're kind of building these things into a portfolio, which can be a lot of fun to check out and kind of share with other people. So I think that's the way things are going, is combining your creativity with the technology in order to create something really great.
So what was it that inspired you to start Mathletes in the US?
Well, I think we're always looking for ways to help people really get the most out of Khan Academy. So to go beyond kind of checking out a video and really engage with, you know, the missions, the mastery challenges, all of that kind of really great functionality that helps people learn and master subjects in that really deep way. So when we came out to Ireland and saw what you and what Sean O'Sullivan and all the Mathletes team and the volunteers were doing, it was just so exciting because it was a combination of seeing, giving kind of kids and students a reason to engage with this deep learning in a way that felt really fun. And so when we went to Fingal High School and met Mrs. Scanlon and Miss Cheney there, it was clear that not only were the teachers really fired up about it, but the kids were kind of really proud and happy. And it just seemed like a win-win. It seemed like it's exactly our ethos of we want people to be learning things deeply and really mastering concepts, but be doing it in a way that's fun. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Do you think that regional and even national competitions will arise after a while of having it in place?
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's kind of our job now to do as good a job as we can here in the United States so that everyone sees what a great idea it is and that we can kind of slow.
So what was it that inspired you to start Mathletes in the U.S.?
Well, I think we're always looking for ways to help people really get the most.
This challenge ties in so well with the work Khan Academy are doing.
I absolutely think it is just in that same ethos that Khan Academy has, which is it's about inspiring deep mastery-based learning, but doing it in a way that is really fun. And Mathletes combines those two things. We hope that Khan Academy can.
So what was it that inspired you to start Mathletes in the U.S.?
Well, I think we're always looking for ways to help people really get the most.
Digital Youth Council for helping out with the questions for today. So I'm Kelly from Mathletes. Talk to y'all soon. Thanks.